Currently, our main office is in Wau, and we have a regional office in Vietnam. So throughout the Warup area, and we continue to expand. With each new training, we add a new county and new teams. So the next training will take place in Awil, as we have figured out the logistics of providing the spare parts, which are key for these women to repair water wells.
Apart from empowering the women in the area of repairing the water points, what other programs do you have in the country?
Susan, that is our main focus right now. The reason being, while it began as an idea in the middle of COVID, how could we continue the work? It has become quite successful. And so we continue now to have women applying, asking for the training. I have a wonderful story of our training. It takes place in two-week sessions with a 2 months in between, where they go back and they survey their area to see where all the broken wells are. And on the last training, I came for the graduation, and there was a lady there who had not even finished the training yet, and she had already repaired 22 wells. It proves again that the persons who are most effective at solving water problems are those who are most deeply affected by it, women and girls.
Do you also look at the aspect of drilling new boreholes in places where there is no access?
We do not do that any longer. There are companies, the longer there's stability in the country, there are many companies that can do that. But we realized, in fact, it was in 2014 that we realized we had a team in Mundri, and they were working hard to drill wells. But while they were drilling, they were noticing so many broken wells near them. And we realized we could be much more efficient by fixing wells that already exist, and then move to the training of women, which has become even more efficient.
So apart from Western Bahr al-Ghazal, and now you're extending to Awil or Northern Bahr al-Ghazal, mm-hmm. Well, what other places have you previously worked in?
In the previous years, we've worked pretty much all over the country. We worked in Yei, Central Equatorial, all the way up to the Darfur border, in fact. So that was when we were drilling new boreholes, and that would be 2006 through 2012 or so, and then moved towards the repairing of boreholes. Again, we now are looking, how can this be done sustainably long term? So I think it's important to know that these women are not just trained to repair boreholes, but they also are doing it as a business. So they are charging fees to the local community for both their labor and their expertise, but also for the spare parts. And then therefore, it becomes sustainable. We've actually been in partnership with Bondi Shams for the last 5 years. Hamza, the founder, is from Pakistan, and their organization has developed, and we have been working with them on some changes, etc., a solar water box that three of them fit into a 20-foot container. The beauty of the box is it comes out on wheels, and probably within 2 to 3 minutes of it being brought to a water source, whether it be a borehole, a river, or a lake, it can be pumping 10,000 liters of purified water every day. And the box lasts for 25 years and the filter for even 5 years. So this is remarkable technology, simple to use. It's solar powered. There are phone charging places on the box so that people can charge their phones while they're getting water, etc. But the beauty of it is the quick install and the pure water that comes from it. And one of the reasons we're very excited about three boxes that have just arrived is, as I mentioned, our training of women to repair boreholes, that is happening in the rural areas. But when you get into urban areas, that water becomes a much more difficult experience. So let's take Wau, for example. There is water that is delivered to people's homes. It is pulled by donkeys, and it's inexpensive, but it's also not always clean. The other option is to buy bottled water. And we know bottled water is not only extremely expensive, but it's difficult for the environment. So what we're very excited about now is we will be packaging water in large jerry cans that is purified from the Bondi Shams solar box. And the price for the water will be just slightly more than what is currently being delivered to homes, but the water will be perfectly clear. And the funding that develops will actually help to purchase more spare parts for our rural work, training women to repair boreholes. So it's kind of a win-win-win all the way around.
So will this machine be taken to Wau, or which other places will it be taken to?
Yes, we have three of them. They have just been delivered to Wau last week. And in fact, on the 23rd coming up, I will be looking at the first install to make sure everything is working properly, etc. There's a potential for one in Kwajok, and then also one in Vietnam.
When we look at the issue of achievements, what are some of the things your organization is able to do, apart from what you've just mentioned, in realizing the vision of developing sustainable local solutions to local water problems? Mm.
Well, Susan, I think what we have learned over the last, since 2006, so in the last 16 years, is the resiliency, the ingenuity, and the ability of the South Sudanese people. So over the last year or so, we have established a local NGO called WESI, which stands for Women's Empowerment Solutions Initiative, run by Country Director James Bach, Program Manager Simon Butgai, and a whole host of South Sudanese from accounting, etc. This organization, WESI, is the one that is implementing all of the programs of training, supplying the spare parts, the reporting, etc., of our work. Again, so now we have a South Sudanese organization, fully staffed by South Sudanese, South Sudanese Board of Directors, and now these women in the field are actually charging fees. And even though we were told it will never happen, that villages will not pay women fees, it's not true. They are paying the fees, and they are celebrating their borehole working again in the village. So all of that is sustainable. So while we began from the very beginning in 2006 to be South Sudanese-based, the drilling of wells, we drilled almost to 1,000 wells and repaired almost 1,000, was heavily, heavily dependent on international funding. Our goal is that within 5 years, WESI would be 100% supported locally, and we would see women in every single county in South Sudan trained and capable of repairing their local boreholes.
For Mirai listeners who like to know more about your organization, how will they get in touch?
Well, they can find us at waterisbasic.org. Soon, within a couple of weeks, actually, wesisouthsudan.org, which is, of course, the local organization. And there will be contact information there. But they can also send an email to info@wesisouthsudan.org.
Finally, what will be your key message when it comes to the issue of access to clean water?
My key message is this. As I said earlier, we firmly believe that the people who are most deeply affected by the water crisis in communities should be the people that are most empowered to solve that problem. That, of course, is women. We go to any community, you will see women who are the ones that carry the water. And women are the ones who have to, when the borehole is broken, walk another 2 miles or 3 miles, sometimes four or five times a day. Young ladies are not able to go to school because of this process. So we have found, and it is true, when they are empowered to be the solution providers, they are quick to solve the problem. And we are excited to see women empowered and also their daughters in school again.